raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embrace-EA that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis. Because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
Get ready for nonstop live entertainment at Tachi Palace. Grab your tickets now at TachiPalace.com and don't miss what's coming up. May 22nd, Jump, the ultimate Van Halen tribute. May 23rd, comedian Ralph Barbosa live. June 5th through 7th, the Indigenous Tattoo and Music Festival with the Res Made Car Show. And June 20th, Kings of the West featuring Warren G, The Game, and Exhibit. All shows are on sale now, so don't wait. Tachi Palace, where all roads lead to fun.
For over four decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Kajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store, and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting, and soon the cases will speak differently, more focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
Ever arrived at an appointment and found that there was no elevator to the second story in the building? And the appointment is on the second floor. Every part of your lower body is involved in climbing stairs. The big muscles, like the quadriceps, hamstrings, and glutes, power most of the movement, plus the muscles in the ankles and toes. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Build the strength, balance, and mobility you need with one simple, no equipment movement that you can do anywhere. No gym membership or fancy equipment is needed for this one. And it's free. It's called air squats. Start off slowly and ease into the movement. Your muscles get stronger as you practice air squats. And you will be surprised how much easier you can climb stairs. First, stand with your feet hip-width apart, with your toes facing forward. If you are unsteady on your feet, place a chair behind you. Keeping your feet flat on the floor and your back straight, slowly move or push your hips toward the chair seat as if you're going to sit down. But don't sit down. Pause, take a breath. Next, push your legs straight and stand back up. This air squat will do wonders for your legs, the strength in your legs, and improve mobility. Keep listening for more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, who reminds you, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, May 15th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Clerk Recorder's Office corrects error in voter information guide. Man sentenced to 45 years for grooming two teens online, one in Slo County. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder's Office has corrected an administrative error regarding the endorsed candidates list for ballots in San Luis Obispo County. California law requires that all six approved parties have their endorsements in voter guides in all counties. Slo County's voter guide did not include the American Independent Party's endorsement list. The Clerk Recorder's Office on social media shared the official endorsement lists and said they will begin mailing out postcards with only American Independent Party endorsements. Quote, "While we never want to see an incomplete list in the voter guide, we worked quickly alongside the American Independent Party's state chairman to make sure we address the situation in a satisfactory and appropriate manner," the Clerk Recorder's Office said. The City of Paso Robles announced there will be temporary lane closures at the intersection of 13th Street and Paso Robles Street Monday to Friday. The anticipated end date for these closures is Friday, June 6th. Man sentenced for grooming two teens online, one from Slo County. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesdays starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. A California man was sentenced to 45 years in federal prison earlier this week for sexually exploiting and grooming two teenage girls online, one living in San Luis Obispo County. Then 42-year-old Daniel Navarro of Victorville presented to be a 15-year-old football player on Instagram in 2022 and used his account to groom and entice victims into producing sexually explicit images of themselves. One of the teenagers was from Arizona, and she went missing in July 2022 while visiting family in Napomo. Law enforcement discovered that Navarro traveled with her from Napomo to Mexico with the purpose of engaging in criminal sexual activity. Law enforcement found Navarro and the teenager in a Tijuana residence, and he was taken into federal custody in July 2022. The next Coffee with the Planner event for Atascadero will be held next week, May 21st at 9 a.m. at Malibu Brew Coffee. Coffee with the Planner session allows staff to hear from the community about a variety of topics in an informal setting. Each session highlights a specific topic, but city staff are happy to address any topic as time allows. This month's topic will be accessory dwelling units and Senate Bill 9. Staff will discuss where ADUs are allowed and what the approval process is. The Heritage Ranch Homeowners Association recently had to raise the assessment rate for those living in the community, which has led to some pushback, according to its board president. KPRL News conducted an interview with Mason Yaffe, the president of the Heritage Ranch Homeowners Association Board of Directors, on why the rates were raised, their purpose, and to clarify what he called misinformation on social media. Here's Mason now on the purpose of the assessment fees.
We have 2,100 homes, 6,000 residents, 24 miles of roadway that we're responsible for. We have a marina, an equestrian center, two public schools, miles of awesome trails for riding mountain bikes and riding horses. And we've also got millions of dollars in storm drain infrastructure, thousands of acres of open space. And we manage all of that with zero tax dollars. That comes entirely from the assessments that we raise. And that money makes up not only the operating budget for our staff in order to perform all the maintenance and fix everything, but it also goes into our savings account for the ongoing long-term maintenance of some of our bigger assets.
Basin said the assessment fees have not been raised in years, leading to the deterioration and neglect of some of Heritage Ranch's infrastructure.
And today we are actually among the lowest of all of the associations in California, especially considering our size, in terms of our monthly assessments. And that resulted in massive amount of deferred maintenance. Just things didn't get done. Everything from the roadways to, you know, our sign at the entrance was many years old and falling apart, was being held up by stilts. And so you can't, obviously, if you're not bringing in money, you can't afford to pay for these things, particularly as we all know, since the economy has continued to cause everything to cost more. So that was the number one problem, really, is that the association just didn't have the money to fund the things that it needed to fund.
Mason said anyone with questions about the project's financial status or assessment rates of the Heritage Ranch Homeowners Association is more than welcome to attend its monthly board meetings or contact staff. KPRL News will continue covering information shared in this interview in future newscasts. A third Daily Pacific Surfliner round trip has been added to the Central Coast service. Slocog says the service launched May 4th, 2026 as a 12-month pilot service expansion. With this additional round trip, our regional transportation partners are expanding reliable travel options for the Central Coast, making it easier for residents and visitors to choose rail over driving, said Slocog. The added service train departs the city of San Luis Obispo at 12:12 p.m. and runs all the way to San Diego. Pacific Surfliner trains offer comfortable seating, onboard Wi-Fi, and scenic coastal views. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Giants 5-2, the Cardinals over the Athletics 5-4, the Brewers beat the Padres 7-1. Tonight, the Giants will face the Athletics, the Dodgers will go against the Angels, the Padres will face the Mariners, the Yankees will go against the Mets. In California news, Governor Gavin Newsom on Thursday unveiled a revised budget proposal for the state without a deficit for this last year in office. The proposal lays out over $350 billion in spending. Revenues were about $16.5 billion higher than projections in January, which helped the state avoid its projected $2.9 billion deficit projected. This proposal will still need to be passed by the legislature by the end of June. Caltrans is exploring the idea of high-speed buses for its freeways, traveling up to 140 miles per hour. The proposal says this could one day reshape long-distance travel throughout the Golden State. The system would rely on dedicated freeway lanes for the bus service, but preliminary assessments say this implementation would require expensive upgrades to infrastructure and roadway design. California roads are engineered for speeds of up to about 85 miles per hour. Federal authorities say they arrested a registered sex offender in San Bernardino County and two women accused of helping hit him run a violent sex trafficking operation. 43-year-old Tyson Jamerson and his accomplices, 20-year-old Jaden Steinberg and 21-year-old Alia Tavi, were arrested. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:18.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. A farm bill has passed through the House of Representatives and is now on the way to the Senate. However, mandatory country of origin labeling was rejected on the House floor. ImCool has been a long-running priority for RCAF United Stock Growers of America CEO Bill Bullard.
The rumor has it that it may be late May, early June, that the Senate will begin serious discussions on the farm bill. We need to pass legislation to promote competition. And the way to do that is to reinstate mandatory country of origin labeling.
With the farm bill now heading to the Senate, Bullard says the RCAF USA is looking to the USDA Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, to help advance mandatory country of origin labeling.
We know that Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, has expressed support for mandatory country of origin labeling. So we're hopeful that she will help on the Senate side to encourage the Senate to include it in the farm bill. And, of course, we have the Senate Majority Leader, John Thune, is the primary sponsor of the Senate version, the American Beef Labeling Act, that would restore country of origin labeling. So our hopes are high that we can get this passed in the Senate. And I think it would certainly fare very well, I think, on the Senate floor. People understand that consumers have right to choose, and the only way they can choose is if they have the information as to origin.
RCAF USA CEO Bill Bullard.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Every dollar spent on forest fuel treatments saves about $3.75 in wildfire damages, according to a new study of nearly 300 fires in the western United States. The study, which was led by researchers at the University of California, Davis, estimated that the treatments such as forest thinning and prescribed burns prevented $2.8 billion in losses, reduced wildfire spread and severity. Fuel treatments and forest management are critically underfunded public goods, said lead author Frederick Strabo, a postdoctoral scholar with the UC Davis Department of Agricultural and Resource Economics. Our results suggest that when fewer resources are available to agencies like the Forest Service, more of the economic burden of wildfires falls on the public. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smalkin Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smoggin Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 50s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 80s, northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast days, mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny on Monday through Friday next week. Low 80s Sunday and Monday, low 90s on Tuesday, mid-80s Wednesday, upper 80s on Thursday, 78 a week from today. Currently, it is 53 degrees with some clouds in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 725.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened sharply lower, though yesterday saw fresh records for the S&P and NASDAQ, and the Dow again topped 50,000. There were a couple of upbeat reports on manufacturing. U.S. factory output increased more than expected in April. Industrial production picked up last month. And the Empire State Manufacturing Index found factories in New York State are seeing business at the fastest pace in 4 years this month. Microsoft shares up 1%. Investor Bill Ackman says his Pershing Square is purchasing a stake in Microsoft. Shares opened down 2%, though President Trump says China has agreed to buy 200 Boeing planes with the possibility.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Do you worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Autobahn are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Autobahn is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Autobahn, 434-2200.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the Best Paso Robles Hotel and Best Resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit. Visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
We just trying to catch a good time.
Coming to the Salinas Valley Fair in King City, Nashville Songwriter of the Year Award winner Nico Moon, Saturday, May 16th.
Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland delight. Like a barber on a wet line. We just trying to catch catch a good time.
It's time for Red, White, and Bloom at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, now through the 17th. With everything you love, from a petting zoo and pony rides for little buckaroos, all the way up to your favorite swinging, spinning, whirling, twirling, and even loop-the-looping carnival rides. Every day during the fair. Plus, there's Kids Powered Thunder with the Kids Pedal Tractor Pull. And Saturday night, country star Nico Moon. The very best in fun, food, and entertainment is waiting for you at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, now through the 17th. Tickets and live entertainment schedules available at salinasvalleyfair.com.
Good time.
Oh, I think I got a bite.
Do you use propane? At Delta Liquid Energy, you can pre-buy your winter propane gallons to lock in your price. Fuel prices fluctuate, so with Delta Liquid Energy, you can take advantage of potential pre-buy savings. To learn more, contact Delta Liquid Energy before June 30th. Family-owned and operated, call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online to deltaliquidenergy.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775. 238-KPRL. To join us on the Friday edition, don't forget you can text us while we're here. Many ways to communicate.
Looking at you through a misty moonlight, Katie did sing like a symphony. Porch swing sway like a Tennessee lullaby, melody blowing through a willow.
KPRL. Open mic Friday, 12:30 till 2 with Darsha and Kenny. Kenny and Darsha, however you want to phrase it. And enjoy. Also, before I forget, which I usually do, but I think I have set a record of 3 weeks in a row of remembering to do this. And this is the winner for the gift certificate from Joe's Place, one of the qualifiers this week. And it's Jackie O'Mara. Jackie, you have 30 days. 30 days, always call ahead to the office line to make sure that, one, somebody is here, and then also be careful of the Barney and Andy going 26 miles an hour, and make sure you have good tires and good suspension when you're coming down 32nd Street. It's going to be a bumpy ride from whatever famous movie that was, something like that. Anyway, okay, so, again, whatever you'd like to talk about, change the conversation. That's what freedom of speech is supposed to be about. Let's see here. One of my favorite topics is the Regional Transit Authority. And let's see here. The budget, the RTA's operating budget hovers around $11 to $12 million, but it cost $18.2 million. That's pretty good, isn't it, folks? You're going to budget to lose $6 million of taxpayer money every year, and this is not just local money, but it's also state and federal. So, I'd like to know, except for the East Coast, because they probably do well, of what the cost is of public transportation overall. And as I've mentioned before in the past, less and less people are using public transit for many reasons. One of them has to do with behavior of society. So, there you go. Okay, so again, I had this little something in my brain when I woke up this morning. And I said, I'm going to check this out. I'm just kind of curious because we forget. We like to say, well, back in my day, we did this. Back in my day, we did that. Chris, have you ever had a conversation with your parents about like some of the things like that would have been in schoolyards when they were kids that you didn't see or that you would talk about or, you know, they would mention?
My parents don't really talk about their life in school all that much.
Okay, but have you ever talked with somebody from an older generation? Hey, we used to do this because we had a merry-go-round, we had a seesaw, anything like that?
No, I haven't.
Okay, have you ever used a seesaw?
Yes, I have. Not on a playground, but in a park.
Okay, you liked it.
Yes, it was fun. Actually, no, I think there was a seesaw when I was in kindergarten, but that's about it.
Okay, how about the merry-go-round?
I think that was also something in a park, but not a school playground.
All right. Okay, then they were pretty common to see. I know there was a controversy here in town about 20 years ago about merry-go-round, and I have forgotten what happened to it and stuff. But those were just, run-of-the-mill activities, and at some point, someone or some people decided they're too dangerous. We can't do this anymore. And, of course, there is it became the risk of insurance. Well, we can't have this. I mean, heck, even the train down in Templeton, if you remember, again, years ago, some kid did something stupid, fell, broke his arm, or broke his leg, and, of course, we have to get rid of the train there because kids are going to do that. I think we should get rid of trees because kids are going to climb trees and get hurt. Or they'll figure out how to climb the tree and know their ability and stuff. That's what we would learn on the monkey bars. But, again, relating to different times, I'm not going to say I understand it, but it's the reality. But I'm going to go not necessarily yet with the activities. But here are some things that educators and so-called child development experts have noticed with children, and it doesn't say lately, but obviously in recent years because of technology. So while I'm doing this, you might want to think, are we better off? Okay, so here are some of the things that these educators and these child development experts. Let's see here. What's one of them? Many students enter middle school cannot tie their shoe. And one of the reasons is, and it's kind of funny because this probably happens at the end of your life, Velcro or slip-on shoes. Dressing for weather. Putting on winter coats, zipping them, and trying hoods independently is increasingly difficult for early age learners. Basic administrative tasks like addressing envelopes or knowing how to properly fold a letter to fit inside one are dying skills. Reading analog clocks. Without digital screens, many kids cannot tell time on a traditional clock. Chris, you don't have a watch, right?
I don't.
Okay, you don't need one.
No, I don't.
Okay, and I'm guessing most kids in your, not kids, but people in your age don't have them?
I mean, some do, but if they are, they're usually smart watches.
Okay, again, that's the change in technology. I still rely on the old tick-tock. Again, I was brought up with that. Hi, good morning. Hello, you're on the air. Simply go right ahead. Going once, going twice, sold, boom, gone. All right, also, this is not unsurprised because this has been happening for quite a few years. We've had people call in over the years telling of stories. Handling cash, understanding the physical value of different coins and making change is becoming obscure. Mental math, doing simple computations without a calculator is less common, which impacts early reasoning. Okay. Literacy and cognitive skills. Educators flag a decline in reading proficiency, essay writing, and even basic penmanship, like I guess we could say writing in cursive. Reading a map. Generations of map reading have been largely replaced by GPS, which I'm glad for that. Chris, have you ever seen those old maps that people used to have in cars?
Nope.
Okay, you probably... they'd fold them up and they put them in the glove compartment. And, you know, you go on a trip or something like that, then mom or dad would pull it out and they end up getting in an argument and it would get lost anyway. So, I'm glad that the maps are gone. I really am. Although, I do enjoy looking at maps of the United States and of the world. I don't know why. Let's see here. Problem solving independently. There is a growing reliance on technology to provide immediate answers without taking the time to think through problems. Well, that's our buddy Al, AI. That's commonplace. So here's a couple things I'm going to throw out. So if somebody doesn't know how to dress for the weather or know how to figure it out, I could care less about that. They're, you know, morons. How many of these are necessary anymore? Chris, it's not necessary to have being able to read an analog clock, is it?
I don't think it's necessary per se, but I still think it's a useful skill to have because, you know, there are analog clocks still out there.
Right, but, you know, maybe over time, it's nice that you have the skill, but, you know, 20 years from now, people get to have them. I don't know. Unless a grandfather clock gets handed down. What about something like this one, the addressing mail? Is that necessary?
Significantly less so. I could probably count on my fingers the amount of time that I've sent mail out in my entire lifetime.
Okay. But you do know how to fold a letter to fit it inside, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That's one of the things. So I'm just looking at these going, well, how many of these will be going away? Probably not necessarily going away, but are necessary. Tying your shoes, again, as when you were a kid, that was kind of a pretty big thing to learn how to do that on your own. So you can go out and play, which goes to the other side here, going out and play, is, again, our educators and our child development specialists have, and I get a kick out of this, they have noticed that the lack of, shall we say, physical activity in our children is not good. But here's something else. There is an increasingly, and this has been going on for a long time, that kids' schedules are structured. They're structured instead of what many of us remember having as the unsupervised outdoor activities. And again, many of you do remember that, okay, you come home from school or whatever on the weekends and so forth, you go out and you're gone. You're gone. We didn't have the helicopter parents hovering over us. And maybe in some days, on weekends more likely, you'd hop on your bike with some buddies and you'd go to on a new adventure or something like that, and you'd be gone all day. Now, obviously, again, depending on your family, when the streetlights started to come on, you had to be home. So what part of this is that there's too many structured and scheduled activities for kids, children, whatever you want to say, as opposed to them just going out unsupervised and doing stuff. Now, I'm going to guess, because it doesn't really get into it here, what we would refer to as the free range era is gone. Children rarely play outside from home without adult supervision anymore. And again, we have the hovering parents. And I'm guessing, because again, it does not get into this, but part of that is the society we live in. Okay. So you just have, even many schools have banned or phased out high contact playground games. I guess dodgeball will be one. Again, Chris, I'm going to guess that you guys did not have dodgeball when you were in school.
No, we did. There were some dodgeball games.
Okay. Did you like it?
I wasn't good at it, but yes.
I always liked the opportunity to have a ball in my hand while somebody was laying down and smashed the hell out of them. I always thought that that was fun. You get the bully in the classroom. He's up against the wall or he slips at the line. Boom! You let loose. Knowing full well that there was going to be a threat following that, but it was well worth it at the time. So anyway, let's see here. And also, just the physical reading of books has disappeared as well. So these are just some of the things that, again, our educators and our child, development experts, they are now seem to be concerned about. Concerned about, which some of these same types of people were concerned that we had merry-go-rounds and we had dodgeball and we had these other things and so forth. So it's, somewhat coming back to haunt because the kids aren't developing at the rate according to these experts. So good job once again by the adults. I tell you, you put the adults in with the governments, it is a cluster what. Okay, we're going to exit. Stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The third daily Pacific Surfline round trip train has been added to the Central Coast service. Slocog says the service launched May 4th as a 12-month pilot service expansion. Quote, with this additional round trip, our regional transportation partners are expanding reliable travel options for the Central Coast and making it easier for residents and visitors, said Slocog. A California man, 44-year-old Daniel Navarro of Victorville, was sentenced to 45 years in federal prison earlier this week for sexually exploiting and grooming two teenage girls online, one who was visiting her family in Napomo. Navarro took her to Mexico with the purpose of engaging in criminal sexual activity. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s, it's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump gaggles with reporters on Air Force One, clearly satisfied with his two-day meeting with China's President Xi.
Farmers are going to be very happy. They're going to be buying billions of dollars of soybeans.
Fox's Mark Meredith.
Two leaders talked a lot about trade while he was over there. The president says he left China with a commitment that it'll spend a lot more of its money on American products from Boeing airplanes to soybeans. The president says bringing CEOs along with him helps sell America.
We have about 30 of the biggest business leaders in the world, biggest everything, you know, I mean, you name it, from chips to planes to everything.
And China says they reached common understanding.
On Iran, it's very interesting. He feels strongly they can't have a nuclear weapon. He said that very strongly. They cannot have a nuclear weapon, and he wants them to open up the strait.
Last day on the job for Fed Chair Jerome Powell. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
North County Weather. Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. Some clouds hanging around, but we'll get that sunshine. Don't worry none about it. Highs in the mid-80s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s, and sunshine low 80s on your Saturday. And for Sunday, you'll have lots of sunshine, low 80s Monday, then 90 degrees Tuesday, low 90s Wednesday, mid-80s Thursday, upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down, 5:59 a.m., 8:01 p.m., we are at 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on? Community calendar at 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Alrighty, the Templeton Women's Charitable Club. They want you to know that they will be awarding three 2,500 scholarships to graduating seniors from Templeton High School. They've upped that a little bit. And if you would like to contribute to this organization that was founded way back in 1913, it's a nonprofit organization, and it's dedicated to improving the lives of others in northern San Luis Obispo County. By joining together members, they believe are providing a fuller life and to help others. So they do have an opportunity for you. Again, it's a nonprofit to help out. Go to TempletonWomen'sClub@gmail.com. A reminder, coming up, it is the Memorial Day ceremony here in Paso Robles, Monday, May 25th, starting at 11 o'clock at the District Cemetery, and the very, very good Cuesta Concord Chorus will be performing. They do an outstanding job, so mark your calendar for Memorial Day ceremony, May 25th, 11 o'clock at the District Cemetery here in Paso Robles, and of course, they have the event in Atascadero as well. All right, community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day on the weekends. Got something to do? Well, think about the brunch and then dinner Wednesday through Sunday. The right choice, KPRL. Here we go.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. All right, don't forget, the big event starts the 19th and it runs through the 21st. Go to BellaJewel.com for that info. All right, Saturday, Sunday, and Friday, too, I guess would help. Okay. I had my finger over one. Let's see here. Today's birthdays include Karen Brown, Terry Miller Ronan, Sharon Chavez, Del Andrews, Greg Yeager, Rachel Reese, David Parrish, Christina Aversang, and Eleanor Ray Chastain. And Sobey leads things off for tomorrow. John Aquilar, Sandy Edmondson, Dylan McGraw, Rex Thornhill, Brooklyn Excellente, and we also have Russell and Doreen Grogan celebrating a big day. Sunday, Glenn Isaacs, Norma Breton, Logan Purden, let's see here, Michael Tarwater, Robbie Lara, Kenley Grace Roth, Hillary Trout, Nicole Hupp, Carolyn Howell, Evelyn Burnett Wilkie, and Otto Katz. Those are your local celebrities. On my right-hand side, it's quite a list today, by the way. Here we go. The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, Lyman Frank Baum, 1856-1919. The Boss, Richard Daley, 1902-1976. Joseph Cotten, a very good actor, 1905-1994. James Mason, another good actor, 1909-1984. Constance Cummings, the actress, 1910-2005. Oh, the Tennessee Plowboy there from East Tennessee State, Eddie Arnold, 1918-2008. Onward we go here on this list. We have Ken Venturi, Hall of Fame golfer, 1931-2013. Man, we go. The actress and singer Anna Maria Alberghetti, 1936. The lovely Madeline Albright, 1937. 2022, If I Had a Hammer, Trini Lopez, 1937. 2020, Another singer, Lenny Welch, 1938. Very good basketball player. He's got a lot of rings with the Celtics, played on, came out of Iowa, and New York guy, and was a fine coach for many years. Don Nelson was born in 1940. The 80s lady, K.T. Osland, she was born in 1941, passed away in 2020. Former guest on Sound Off, Jerry Quarry, boxing champ, 1945. Let's see here. Rod Coombs from Steelers Wheel, 1946. From the Little River Band, Graham Goble, 1947. Also on this list, Wally Chambers. He was a good football player for the Bears, 1951. Baseball Hall of Famer, maybe the second greatest third baseman of all time, George Brett, 1953. He inflicted the tubular bells on us in the 70s, I think. Mike Oldfield, composer, 1953. Who else do we have? Oh, another Hall of Famer, John Schmoltz, pitcher, and a pretty good announcer, too, in 1967. Football Hall of Famer, number 22, Emmitt Smith, 1969. And we have Desmond Howard, 1970. Rod Smith, wide receiver, 1970. Wow. He'll be in the Hall of Fame if he's not already. Ray Lewis, linebacker, 1975. Very good pitcher with the Marlins and the Red Sox, World Series a couple of times. Josh Beckett, 1980. That's a pretty stellar list today, I got to say. All right, let's see here. Who died on this way? There is no such thing as a bad boy. I will disagree with Father Flanagan. He died in 1948. And John C. Tidball, he started the tradition of playing taps at military funerals. He died in 1906. Oh, dear, the poet Emily Dickinson passed away in 1886. Jerry Falwell died in 2007. June Carter Cash passed away in 2003. From the Little Rascals, he was Waldo, Darwood K., 2002. And let's see here. Who else do we have on this list today? Oops, that is it. Okay, there you go. Well, all right, going to the top of the list today. I don't know how many of you have heard of the term in baseball of the Mendoza line. George Brett is credited with popularizing the phrase of the Mendoza line, which is it's used to present a sub-200 batting average. All right, and it derives from shortstop Mario Mendoza, a 215 hitter, and he finished below the Mendoza line, his own line, I guess you could say, five times in his ninth season. And anyway, but Brett is given credit for it, but nobody's really sure because, you know, people like to make up things like that. But anyway, George Brett, he was born in West Virginia but grew up in California. He grew up down there in the El Segundo area, which at the time, it was kind of a baseball factory. And one of his high school teammates was pitcher Scott McGregor. And there was a couple of other guys from that area. And, of course, Brett's brother, Ken Brett, and George has said this many times, was a better baseball player and athlete than he was. And his brother, Ken, came up to the Red Sox in 67. He was 19, and at that time, he was the youngest to appear and play in a World Series. Ken was a pitcher. And he lived here on the Central Coast for a while, but passed away much too young. Anyway, George Brett ended up with over 3,000 hits in his career. He's one of only five players in Major League history to accumulate 3,000 hits, 300 home runs, and a .300 batting average. That's not too bad. He joins, oh, some decent players such as, oh, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, Stan Musial, and Miguel Cabrera. That's not too shabby. Also, by the way, George Brett was able to accumulate a gold glove as well. So he did it offensively and defensively. To the top of the list today, maybe the second greatest third baseman of all time behind Mike Schmidt, George Brett.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The city of Paso Robles announced there'll be temporary lane closures at the intersection of 13th Street and Paso Robles Street Monday to Friday. The anticipated end date of these closures is Friday, June 6th. California law requires that all six approved parties have their endorsements and voter guides, but slow counties did not include the American Independent Party's endorsements. The clerk recorder has mailed out postcards with their endorsement as an amendment, apologizing on social media. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
George Brett is the only player in the history of baseball to win a batting title in three decades. 13-time All-Star, World Champion, MVP, Gold Glove, as I mentioned, 3-time Silver Slugger Award, and 3-time batting champ. He received 98% first ballot for Hall of Fame in 1999. All right, one more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.